Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, May 25th, 2018. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, man, it's been a long week. I could really, really use an extra day off.
You know, hold on. Let me... There we go. Let me do update. Carry the one. Okay. Take Monday off.
Oh, dude, that's so fantastic. That's great. That's great. You know what? I tell you what. You take Monday off, and you take Monday off, Andrew.
And we all take Monday off.
And we'll all take Monday off.
Monday like off for everyone.
Well, you know, most everyone.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
A lot of people have to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then preemptively, I hope everyone has a wonderful Memorial Day.
Indeed. Indeed. And a thought for fallen soldiers.
Yeah. And listeners, just so you know, there will not be a show on Monday, and we won't be writing articles on Monday because it is the Memorial holiday in the United States.
Yeah, I'll probably spend it sleeping or preparing to move.
You know, I think both sound like awesome plans. I'm going to be running the Boulder on Monday.
Ooh, very exciting. How about Andrew, whom, by the way, I've successfully derailed you from.
Oh, my God. Andrew, we never got. Andrew, I am so glad you're here, so despite the fact that Brian monopolized the whole introduction.
I know.
Thank you.
Brian. It is great to have you here. Brian, it's okay. You're here, too.
Fair enough.
What is my problem today? I don't know. Anyhow, let's start with the A-Lady. And specifically, this whole incident where someone says that their Echo took part of a conversation they had and sent it as a message to someone in their contacts, which could be incredibly funny or really awkward.
My favorite part of this story was the bit where it was an employee of the husband in the family. Mm-hmm. And he called him up like, hey, you got, and I'm not quoting, but something to the effect of, hey, you need to turn off your Alexa. You've been hacked. You turn off immediately. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, I just got a recording of you guys talking. And they're like, no, you didn't. He said, yeah, I did. You were talking about hardwood floors. And they're like, oh my God, you're so right. So anyway, that's my favorite part of the story. My second favorite part of the story has to be where, and this actually is worth the quote. So let me make some sausage real quick.
Yummy sausage.
Yeah, sausage.
Making the sausage, cooking it up. Brian's looking for stuff.
Quote from the woman, and she said, my husband and I would joke and say, I'd bet these devices are listening to what we're saying. Like, it's a wiretap. It's what it does. It's supposed to listen to what you said. What do you mean you joke about it? Like this is a revelation. Like, this is what this is the thing that it does. It's like, you know, you buy a car and then my husband and I would joke that we think that it rolls around on wheels.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. Because yes, that's what it does. It listens to what, anyway. So that's, yeah.
So Amazon offered up a statement about what happened, right?
They did. Would you like me to read it?
I would love that. Yes.
Echo woke up. This is the quote. Echo woke up due to a word in background conversation sounding like Alexa. Then the subsequent conversation was heard as a send message request, at which point Alexa said out loud, to whom? At which point the background conversation was interpreted as a name in the customer's contact list. Alexa then asked out loud, contact name, right? Like, you know, obviously contact name is a substitute there. And Alexa then interpreted background conversation as right. as unlikely as the string of events is, we are evaluating options to make this case even less likely.
Well, I'm glad that they're going to make this type of scenario less likely.
Yeah, less likely, not unlikely. Not
so
won't happen.
Alexa is confirming these things out loud, I mean, at least she's doing that instead of just doing it silently. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying this is, you know, still a bad situation, but wouldn't you notice her saying those things?
Andrew, you read my mind. You know, I have an Echo in my living room, and very rarely, but it does happen, just out of the blue, like if I'm watching television, the A lady will respond because it'll pick out something in the sound, the dialogue, whatever, that it interprets as a command. And the first time it happened, every time it happens, it kind of freaks me out because it's just totally unexpected. So the first time it was like really weird, but after that, the couple times it's happened, if I'm watching TV and I hear that the A lady start to kick in, I don't even wait to hear what it says. I just immediately say, A lady, stop. Because I don't know what it's doing, but I don't want it to do it. Yeah. And I've had to do that like twice. So it's not like this is something that happens all the time, but it's happened enough that I need at least three fingers to count it. So, Brian, I'm assuming this means that you are ready to run out and buy an Echo and have it in your living room all the time.
Let's see here. LOL, no. none of this inspires any confidence. I believe Amazon's story that it was just the freakiest, you know, the thing, you put 100 monkeys in a room or 1 million or infinite monkeys in the room or something to this effect.
And eventually they create this podcast.
Exactly. Yes. I believe their story that this was a freak coincidence where background conversation was interpreted, was heard, like the sounds just came together in just the right way to make this series of events happen.
I agree. I think Amazon is being straight up honest on this one, and they're looking at it and they're like, holy crap, one's weird.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, I believe their story, but their reaction is wholly not good enough for me, at least. I mean, like this, like even less likely. I mean, like, can we please have a commitment that this doesn't ever happen again? Like, you know, we want this to never happen again, but no, we want to make it less likely.
I'm betting
that's really nice of you.
Well, yeah. Now, I'm betting their statement went through their legal team because of course it did. And the legal team said, hey, you cannot put a definitive statement in here that this will not happen again, because it's literally impossible to account for all potential scenarios that you've never considered where something like this could happen, including the one that just happened.
Well, the commitment could still, the commitment towards that, even if you're acknowledging that in another way without being smarmy and honestly, this is just a crappy response, but they could have made a stronger commitment, a much stronger commitment. They should have made a much stronger commitment.
Yeah. What they could have done is wrapped it up the same way, saying we're doing everything we can to make this even less likely to happen so that they've appeased the lawyers, and then start off with a much stronger statement about how they're really appalled that this happened, and they want to make sure that they're doing everything they can to protect our privacy, and they don't want situations like this happening, and you know, just something that's a stronger come in to the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, by the way, we don't know how much of, like, y'all were talking about, you and Andrew were talking about how these, yes, essentially these people, it seems like they should have known Alexa talking to them. But, you know, if they were really involved in their own conversation, maybe if they were in, you know, just a different part of the house, that they easily may legitimately have not heard.
Oh, sure.
And that it was, and that, in mm-hmm. fact, the distance from Alexa may well have played a role in how background sounds were combining to sound like the answers that Alexa was hearing, mm-hmm. the commands that Alexa was hearing.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yes, that is totally plausible.
So, I mean, other than mocking them for being surprised that Alexa is listening, because it's what it does. Other than that, I can see this sort of thing happening. It's probably happened other times too, but people no one notified anyone, and then no one, and then the people that weren't notified, like, no one then went to the press.
Yeah. You know, if something like that had happened to me, I wouldn't have gone to the press. And as I say that, I realize I would have ended up writing an article about it myself.
Yeah, of course.
You are the press.
So I stand corrected. But my piece, instead of being a sensationalized, OMG, I'm being spied on all the time, would have been, hey, so this happened. I contacted Amazon. Here's the technical stuff behind why it happened. And here's what you can do to help make sure it doesn't happen to you. And then Brian's immediate response would be, well, just don't put an Echo in your house.
Yep.
And that's the surefire way to keep it from happening.
Yeah. If you don't want the wiretap, like sending your private conversations to, like people on your contact list, don't get the wiretap.
Now, if you want to have one of these in your house, and there are times where you just don't want it listening, Echo has a button on the top, and Echo Dot has a button on the top as well for turning off the microphone. Hit the button, you get a red ring on your Echo or Echo Dot, and you know the microphone's been turned off. So, you know, there's your compromise. If you want to have the thing in your house, but don't want it listening at specific times, go hit that button, red ring your Echo, and you should be good.
Yeah, I would probably just keep it off until I actually wanted to command it to do something.
Well, you don't want to get up and go. You don't want to get up and walk across the room, turn it on, speak to it, and turn it back off again. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Put it on an extension cord and just carry it around with you. Problem solved, Brian.
Or wait for Apple's long haul to finally arrive.
Yeah. Or I could just use Siri, and since that's in my pocket already, I wouldn't have to get up.
That's true. Yep. All right. Well, I am glad that I don't have my contact list shared with my Echo, because without a contact list, my Echo can't send messages to anyone. So I think I'm just going to keep it that way. All right. Well, when I'm out in California next, I'm going to have to figure out where I can sneak an Echo into your place, Brian.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. You really
don't like me.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to turn on your lights remotely. Middle of the night.
Yeah, you're not going to be, it's going to be connected to your account, so I'm going to be ordering you a bunch of dog food.
Well, this suddenly isn't working out nearly as well as I had hoped.
A whole lot of dog food.
Man. Well, I can think of worse things. All right. Hey, Andrew, you came up with a list of alternative music players. And I thought that was kind of cool, because I know there's people that like iTunes. There's people that really, really don't like iTunes. And so you have some alternatives for for apps for listening to music. So I thought we should take a couple minutes and talk about those.
On what?
Well, it actually wasn't a whole list. I was just writing about one.
Well, it was a couple days ago, and as everyone knows, I can't remember what I have for lunch. So in my mind, it became a list.
Okay.
All right.
So the one I wrote about is called Doppler. And I thought it was pretty interesting because it can handle multiple file types. Like, I know a lot of audio files like the FLAC format because that's very high quality. So this app can handle that.
And to be clear, this is a iOS app, iPhone, iPad.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So that's cool. You can play FLAC on iOS with this app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you can edit the song metadata. You can, play your music offline. It looks cool because the music player matches the album artwork. So that's kind of colorful. And you can play music stored in iCloud Drive too, so it supports the iOS Files app. And okay. But here's a warning, though, and this is what I found out. So when I downloaded the app to test it, there was only two artists that loaded into the app. So I reached out to the developer, and he told me that it can't play DRM-protected music. So if you're like me and you just stream your music from Apple Music, you're not going to be able to use this app.
Ah, the DRM thing, that becomes a problem with a lot of I'll call them alternate music playing apps, because they don't have access to Apple's DRM APIs or controls or however Apple is dealing with DRM. So yeah, if there's copy protection in music, I have found that pretty much every third-party music player just isn't going to work.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, you can import it from iTunes as well, and you can even AirDrop music to your iPhone and it will open it up in the app. So despite that, I think it's still useful.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a lot of people that are looking for alternatives to iTunes and the music app, and it's nice to know that there are good alternatives out there. I've tried some pretty crappy music player apps on iOS, and I'm glad to know that Doppler is a reasonable option, assuming you don't need to play copy-protected music.
Mm-hmm. And it's $3 on the App Store.
Oh, okay. Cool. And works on iPhone and iPad?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, there you go. Listeners, if you're looking for an alternative to the music app and don't need to play DRM, copy-protected music, check out Doppler. All right. So before we wrap up and head out for the holiday weekend, I want to remind everyone that we're going to be at Worldwide Developer Conference. And so be sure and check in with us during the conference for our keynote coverage and our analysis. And we're going to be doing interviews with developers throughout the week. So watch for all of those. Also, if you know a developer or are a developer and want to talk with me during the week, let me know, because I would love to get you on camera and let's talk about whatever it is that you're doing. I would absolutely love that. So, listeners, if you're going to be at WWDC, want to talk to me, or you know someone that will be, let me know. You can shoot messages to Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily, or you can use my own Twitter account for this, which is at J Gamut. And you can leave messages in the show notes. I'll be checking those as well for just in case. Also, shoot me an email, observations@macobserver.com. And Brian, I'm so looking forward to seeing you, because we don't get to hang out nearly enough. So I'm glad indeed, we get to hang out. Yeah.
Indeed.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, WWDC was great last year. It's going to be fun this year. And just can't wait. So, Brian, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Andrew, I'm so glad you were here as well.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Listeners, I am so glad that you were here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that Monday is Memorial Day, so we will be off, but we will be back on Tuesday, and I can't wait to see you then. Everyone have an awesome weekend.